Canadian-born professor Sir John Bell came to Britain on a Rhodes Scholarship in 1975 to study medicine at the University of Oxford. In 1992, he became Nuffield Professor of Medicine, and 10 years later, he became Regius Professor of Medicine. He's known for his research in genetics, immunology and molecular medicine, particularly in type 1 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis. Professor Bell founded Oxford's Wellcome Trust Centre for Human Genetics, and in 2006 he was appointed head of the Office for the Strategic Coordination of Health Research, which oversees government funding of medical science. He was knighted in 2008 and elected a Fellow of the Royal Society. He has also founded 3 biotechnology startup companies and sits on the Scientific Advisory Board of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Sir Bell has been awarded an Honorary Doctor of Science from the University of Warwick. Well, first of all, welcome to the University of Warwick and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What does receiving this award mean to you?
Well, I think it's a very special event for me because being recognized by a higher education institution is one of the highest accolades you can get, particularly if you come from the academic world. And I know how much time and effort goes into choosing honorary degree recipients. And so I'm really greatly honored that they've decided to choose me.
What first attracted you to medicine as a career?
My father was a doctor, and so I had an opportunity to see at close hand what medical practice was like. But I started my university training doing history, actually, and then moved to medicine, largely because the scope for what you could potentially do in the end was much wider than it is in a pure social science arena. So I saw that one of the real opportunities was to be able to do any number of things with my career, from science through clinical practice, through public health, through administration. So that it opens up a huge number of doors.
Now, you know, for your research in immunology and genetics, and you've identified genes involved in diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis. What led you to specialize in these areas?
Well, when I was a medical student, I was mentored by one of the great physicians of our era, who was the professor of medicine in Oxford, whose name was David Weatherall. And David was one of the first people to try and apply genetics to clinical practice in a group of blood disorders. And so that was where I was first introduced to the concept of how we could use genetics to understand disease more clearly. I then became interested in immunology, and it seemed obvious that one could merge an interest in genetics with an interest in immunology and try and understand the underpinning genetic basis of a range of immunological diseases. So it took place gradually over a number of years as I became interested in one thing and then interested in another and then realized I could merge them together. And it was really my time at Stanford that was most formative in that regard, where I spent time in one of the great institutions for research in immunology and genetics. So that's how I ended up where I did.
So you were born in Canada.
I was.
And
yep.
Came to the UK to study medicine at the University of Oxford. Did you plan on building your career in the UK, or are you surprised to find yourself
here? No, absolutely not. I was determined to bail. And after I'd spent about 3 months here, I was even more determined to go back to Canada, actually. But anyway, one thing leads to another. Although when I went to Stanford in 1981, I have to say I didn't ever intend to return. But when I finished my fellowship training and I was looking for a job in 1988, I looked and there were some very attractive opportunities in the UK. So I thought, well, maybe I should just go back for 4 or 5 years and then make a final decision as to where I was going to end up. And then so I got back and I never left again. So it's a sad, sad story, but there you are.
What do you consider as some of the greatest challenges faced by researchers in your field in the UK today?
Well, I think that there are crucial challenges that are scientific, and moving from where we are of our understanding of disease to a much more detailed understanding of how some of the molecular events that we're starting to understand actually lead to disease, understanding all those pathways is going to be a hugely complex problem. So I think that's scientifically going to be the big challenge for the generation of people who will graduate today. And I don't mean me, I mean the youngsters. But the other set of challenges is carrying the public with us. We will confront whole sets of ethical issues that will have to be dealt with. we also have to deal with some of the regulatory issues, which are now starting to have a very serious impact on our ability to do clinical research in particular. And I think we need to ask the public whether they want us to pursue these particular lines of investigation to try and develop new therapies for disease. And if so, what's the appropriate regulatory burden to allow us to do that? And I think that's one of the greatest challenges, particularly in the UK, where the burden is higher than almost any other country. So I think, you know, these ethical and regulatory things are really important, and they ultimately rely on the man in the street deciding that this is something that they want to have done.
You've received many awards and accolades during your career, including a knighthood in 2008. What gives you the greatest satisfaction in your career?
I think my greatest satisfaction comes from the scientific achievements, because science is often associated with placing informed bets on the way you think the world will work. And you can easily be wrong, because the information you have to place those bets is always limited when you place them. And I've been fortunate enough to place some bets which I think have turned out to be real, not just for me, but for the whole community. And, you know, the pursuit of genes in common human disease, which is an arena which I largely initiated about 15 years ago in this country, has turned out to be a terrific output for the benefit of medicine and patients. So, you know, that has to be gratifying over time.
And finally, what words of advice would you offer your fellow graduates today as they embark on their careers?
So I think the most important thing is for them to take their time and not rush. So everybody's spotted the demographic change in society. We're all going to retire at 70 or 75, and there's lots of time to do what you do when you get there. So it's very important that young graduates don't rush off and feel like they have to have a job the next day. They should take their time, do what interests them, and serendipity will largely lead them to the right place in the end.